Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up.
Hello, hello, hello. Beautiful, wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, with Kendrick, of course. He done made his way into the intro because who else? We were just kikiing already about how we just need to get like all the good adult desserts, but on the kids' menu. So we don't want to see double, but we want a little taste. And we can have a little bit of taste. And I'm just so glad to have a little taste of Kendrick back on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course. You know, I'm always excited to come and just, you know, a little piece of Kiki in the background. Really? I love your background today, too, because it's bit reminiscent of your dog. Yes.
He looks like my dog, who is inevitably behind me anyway.
Right. Mine is right here, sitting Indian style on the floor, right next to my chair.
Likes to look at me and be like, hey, are we back here now? Like, just if I go into any other place in my house, he's fine if he's in that room as well. Mm-hmm. But if I go to a new room, he really look hurt and he comes and stands in the doorways and go, wow, you left me like this?
Right.
You left me for a toilet? I don't understand.
That is mine. Every time I might leave the room, she might stay there for a smidge of a scoonch of a second, but when I come out of the bathroom, she is right there. Nobody's getting in, nobody's getting out until I'm ready to leave. She is right there.
Because I have a doodle, a golden doodle, for those who don't know, because I have a golden doodle, they have that poodle in them, and they stand like watchdogs. So they take on these very broad poses where they tilt both of their shoulders back and stand at attention in front of their human.
Yes.
Like, if my dog gets scared in his sleep, he barks at nothing to wake himself up, and then he walks again. He goes, whoof, and then he jumps on the bed with us and stares at the door in this watchdog position as if, like, whatever he was running from in his dream is actually about to come in the door. And he's like, I'm ready. I got to stay ready. He's like, sir, you were dreaming.
I love when the tail gets to wagging while they dream. It's like, what are you thinking about
right
now?
Oh my God, yeah.
What is happening?
Oh my God. My wife always says when my dog runs in his sleep, she's like, he's chasing them demons.
I know that's right. Keep him away, darling. Yes, keep him away.
I can see them coming after me and I got to run. Okay. No. Because where are you going? You sleep.
Right.
It's very fun if you have a dog. And if you don't, congratulations. Both don't do it and you should run to do it at the same time.
Both.
But it is a beautiful thing because my dog is at least a huge fan of watching TV. He has shows he hates. He has shows he loves. Like, he won't stay in the room if the Laverne and Shirley theme song plays when I put the TV on for him. But he'll come back after the theme song. He'll go into his room in the back. And when the theme song is over, he comes back out and he'll sit on the couch and watch it. But Happy Days, when that comes on, he runs every time he sees Fonzie.
Yes.
He likes it, but I don't think he likes the way Fonzie looks. I think the whole black and white situation is like really messed up with his eyes.
Yes. You know what? Mine really loves... The Last of Us just ended, not too long ago.
Yeah.
There was an episode where Joel and Ellie like got to like this beautiful location. There was this big giraffe. She has never been more like enthralled with the TV than she was when that giraffe was on TV. She's like, what the hell is that? Yes. She's like, I know that's not a person. It's not a me. What is that? Who is
what
that?
What is that?
Why are you? And they don't make sound. So she's just like, no, say something because what is happening?
Listen, at least like my dog, I love that they have these personalities, but because he knows I'm a reality TV household, mm-hmm. he has opinions on the TV things too, which is why he literally chose the list of things that we would talk about today, because yes. his big reactions this week is where I was like, that needs to be mentioned. Like, I asked Kendrick to do a very big favor for me.
Yes.
Just for me. So all these other regular podcast hosts could never get him to do this. It's just me. Kendrick, please tell the people what it is that I really now regrettably made you watch.
Look, a lot of y'all listen to me now. Thank you. I'm glad y'all have come over. We love having you over there. But y'all know I do not talk about no damn Kardashians ever. Not a Courtney, not a Kim, not a Khloe. Okay, none of them. I sat and I watched this. I don't know if it's the first part, if it's the whole thing, what it was, but I watched this Courtney and Travis Barker wedding on Hulu, and I have thoughts.
I'm so glad you have thoughts. I asked Kendrick to watch it because it mixed him with Monty. We are actually trying to mix it up. We're talking about Bravo. We're talking about other stuff. There's just too many things going on in the world with all this intersectionality and whatnot that we can't stop. So we're just going to talk on all the things y'all talking about. But as soon as Thursday came around, which we know is like the Hulu big day, it's like, God to most people, because that's the day the Kardashians drops a new episode. Mm-hmm. Fans were very excited because they opened Hulu. My wife actually was turning on the Hulu Live because Jax likes to watch the Today Show on NBC. So we put it on for him when we leave. And there has been times that he has like not finished that. He'll like step on the remote to try to turn it off. If he doesn't
I was about to say, does he have a favorite hour of the Today Show, or just sometimes they win it, sometimes not? I think he likes
the Today Show, but he doesn't.
Okay.
Networks, because okay. Maya has tried to leave other ones on and he is like, I don't want to do that. So mm-hmm. just, we can see him on the camera, he just leaves the room. So right. It's very funny. But okay, we were watching the Courtney situation mm-hmm. because my wife sent me a picture of it on Hulu on a Thursday. So I'm thinking initially the season is back. I'm like, oh, we're in season 4 probably. Right. But then she said, it seems like it's a one-parter because it's just the wedding. Like the title is her wedding. The wedding gained a lot of controversy because once upon a time, there was some speculation of whether or not she was honoring a contract or like being forthcoming with the platform that she's on, but not like letting them record the wedding.
A la Kenya Moore, a la Robin Dick, you know, a lot of people we know. Yes.
But the thing is like the Kardashian family is like, they are only wealthy because of reality TV.
Yes.
So it feels like if anybody's going to get cagey, mm-hmm. It shan't be you, girly.
Right.
And what's worse is that like, it's always been like a thing that Courtney is like the most quote unquote ungrateful because she hates this whole process, but benefits from this whole process. Mm-hmm. And doesn't like, she picks and chooses like Kim and Khloe. Do they want to be getting glammed on a Saturday? No, but if the people will come in there and record them even while being glammed and they get a mm-hmm. check to sit around their house and talk about shit, then they're going to do it. You know,
right?
Like, I can't even be bothered to do that. She'd be like, I don't want to. I'm like, right. It's not like we're asking for a lot. Right. Most people do deserve their privacy, but I do think, like Andy Cohen famously says, you have chosen a life mm-hmm. where you live it on TV, but mm-hmm. then you can't benefit from it and want it one moment and then kind of cherry pick. Like, if you outgrow it or don't like it, then you can leave. But don't cherry pick what you will and won't partake in when you were so willing to do it before. And I've always thought that. And I always found it really funny that Kim and Courtney fought to the death. And Kim told that girl, you're the least interesting to look at. And it wasn't until me watching this current episode that I realized she's so right.
There's a little truth in it, yeah.
Kendrick, yeah. I was so bored. What did you think?
Oh, I thought a lot. So I'm going to give you the ins and out. Just my thoughts, first of all, are random as hell. Because you know me, I'm very much, I don't ascribe to astrology a lot, but I'm very much Beyonce Virgo. I take notes on things. I didn't take notes on this, so I don't know what's about to come out of my mouth. So
love it. That's how I am every day.
Yes. So first of all, I thought it was, you explained to me, I think that it was something that she had no intention on filming, but Hulu was kind of like, girl. And so it ended up making its way to TV. So that makes sense from what I saw, because the way it looked, I thought that's what they were going for, an artsy kind of like, ooh, it's black and white. Ooh, it's this and that. Look at the, you know,
it was
the
a
background.
Long-standing confessional about the wedding that we're watching at the same time.
Old, like 90s kind of reality TV. I love The Real World, like early day, like that kind of like. So I was like, okay, I see what you're going for, but my biggest issue was, I know y'all got it. Like, you can't give everybody an audio pack so we can understand what they're saying. Like, I hate this. I was like, there was one scene where I think Kris Jenner was making a speech. I hit that rewind button at least 4 times. I said, what the hell is she saying right now? Yeah, I'm like,
make it in if it's like not audible,
right? Like, no subs. I'm just like, what is happening? Because I'm working. I'm like, if it's subtitles, I can't look over and see. I'm just trying to listen to this. Like, what is going on?
It's really giving, like, no producers were there. This is really like people's personal clippings.
Gorilla.
Caught, because these are the only people that caught it. So exactly. It's like, oh, it's real. It's happening.
Right. But
it's like, we're not, so we can show the authenticity, but we don't have. They didn't let us. And that was kind of the issue, is like, Courtney, it's now being aired on Hulu and you're getting a check for it. And you didn't even do this right. Like, that's a real nice production.
Right? You got all these like highfalutin photographers flying in. You couldn't have got a highfalutin videographer to do this process.
Right. Like, really? You can't tell me that like all the vendors and stuff that is so generously, like Dolce and Gabbana donating their home for the weekend for in villas for the whole family and all the kids to stay in their house, like, and pulling out their archives like of old discontinued collections from the 90s to make her a custom made dress. I'm like, come on.
Right.
They don't want all this publicity. I don't believe.
No.
Them then people why do we have the footage?
All of it. Like, exactly. Every ounce of it.
I think that's always been like my big thing, is that like I hate watch the Kardashians, and I really love to do it. I don't know why. It is something I like it more than OC, because like at least there's money involved and like I can see wealth aspiration.
That's we're not distracted by Gina's broke ass. Everyone has money on Kardashians.
Like if you're gonna be terrible people, or if you're gonna be like kind of basic and unfun, you really should at least have something for us to look at.
Right, because I watch OC and I'm like, Gina, are we in the same tax bracket?
Is worth looking at. That's a fact.
Right. It's a lot.
God bless. It's a lot.
Go
ahead, please tell us what you did like.
I was about to say, I know for a fact, I grabbed my stomach, like tickled a couple, every time she was coming down and that train got caught on something. I said, see, this what you get for being this dramatic at this damn wedding. You can't, this thing has gotten caught this many times. Travis was not concerned. That man was down there just waiting for you to get down there. Nobody offered to help. I'm like, you see, this is bullshit, but this is the bullshit that I like, okay?
Exactly. We love a moment like where there's, you're never beyond being human to us. Like that's the fun part of the TV or the cameras catching it all. The moment you think they all got it together, you're like, oh, baby, you just one of us.
Right, exactly.
Like, I will really say,
I never have too much to give to, like, them as a whole. Kylie, I know people, like, hype her so much, stuff like that. But I will say, this entire special, she was eating every look she showed up in. I was like, okay, girl.
Oh, Kylie has it together. Kylie has it. Which is so wild, because you know, they famously, models are beautiful in clothes, but they usually don't know a ton about clothes. Like they know the designers, but they're not very like look oriented all the time. Right. It's kind of like basic beautiful. Mm-hmm. But like that's really it. It's Kylie has it though.
Yes.
She got style. Yes. Like, for real. And it's so fun to watch her play dress up. And I actually love her relationship with Kim the most. Like, mm-hmm. for watching for so many years, you kind of know the dynamics-ish for what we can, but we don't know, that don't know them. You mm-hmm. kind of know the dynamics for each of the sisters in right. different ways. Like, Courtney and Chloe, I know their relationship. Courtney and Kim, I know their relationship. Mm-hmm. Chloe and Kim, I know their relationship. Kendall and Kylie are, like, at the hip. But, like, mm-hmm. they each have their own relationships with the other sisters as well. They're very close-knit. You often forget they're even, like, half-related. Like, right. you often forget their steps. Like, mm-hmm. that's so... they're not steps. They're half-siblings. It's so interesting to watch. But Kylie and Kim... Kim is the one I like personality-wise. Mm-hmm. Of the sisters, she's the least annoying. In fact, it's been nice watching her on this... current show be more ambitious. Like, we are seeing that she has been like, if I'm gonna get this famous, I'm gonna do something with it. I right. still want to build a legacy. I'm not just gonna like reality TV show hop and hope for the best. Like right. she doesn't read desperate. She actually does read. That's why I believe still she was reading Courtney in that ad where she poorly said, get your ass up and work.
Oh yeah.
To the women. I said, she's not talking to me. So I didn't get mad about it.
No, because she knows we have to get the fuck up and work. Like,
right.
You weren't talking to us.
I said, she was talking to Courtney.
Absolutely.
She's like, that's why she hasn't had a business take off. That's really the one.
That's it. She was talking to you.
Because let me tell you something. Skims works, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. For my wedding, that girl was right. on to something.
I know that's right.
Maybe she really does have a booty because she understood the assignment. I was like, wow, good golly. Oh my you God.
You were eating down on your wedding day too. So yes, Thank you.
Thank you. No, mm-hmm. truly, she really did something there. So I was just interested in seeing her in these things because I forget that as much as I'm happy Courtney is finally in love and finally walks down the aisle, I actually believe that they are in love. I mean, she helped that man get over her fear of planes. Mm-hmm. And for people who don't know, Travis Barker was in a like terrible plane crash where literally I think only two people survived, him and one other person. Ooh. And someone can fact check me on that. And I think the other person ended up having like an overdose or something later in life because probably there's a lot of PTSD in that. So there's right. like survivor's remorse and stuff too. And he has like not been on a plane like since. He pretty much has only gone with Courtney. And I think that's pretty freaking epic.
Yeah. I mean,
it says something.
You couldn't pay me. Not a Delta, not an American, not a United. Okay.
Okay. Listen. Finding out that even his son has a really bad PTSD and like fear of planes, naturally his dad was in one and it crashed. Mm-hmm. Sounds right. But like he even flew on a plane for Kim and Travis's wedding. Wow. Like they did not think he was going to make it. And he loved him with, and he went with Kim. And this is why Kim mm-hmm. was my favorite personality was.
See, I love that. I love that.
I forgot how much I hate watching Courtney and Travis interact. It's disgusting.
Am I crazy or I'm not saying like his pitch or anything sounds like hers, but his cadence, the way he talks is starting to mimic hers a bit.
Yes.
And I don't know how to feel about it. I'm like, ooh.
I don't either. Off-putting. At least Scott always sounded like he was whining. So it always felt like there was a difference.
You could hear the entitlement in his voice.
Yeah. So we have a breakup in like the tone of the dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
But Travis sounds like her, like, they like wear each other's skin. Like they're just really a lot. And I love mm-hmm. love and I'm fine with even PDA, but they're just doing so much of it.
Yes.
Like they're never breathing. They're just licking. Like
it's like you're trying to convince me. It's like, first of all, I'm not interested. So you really don't have to go this far for me.
I would have to care to
do right.
it. Okay.
Like I'm okay.
I'm happy for you, girl, but I'm not looking that hard. Cause again, you right. were the least exciting to look at. Kendrick, I was bored. I was quite boring. I feel like the People magazine articles made it better than it was.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the surrounding characters were maybe the best thing because I was like, oh, Machine Gun Kelly's here. Oh, Mark Hopper. Like, I loved Blink-182 as a child. Like, okay, that's fun to see. Oh, Megyn Kelly. Oh, that's not. So, like, that was literally, like, the only, like, moments I had during this. Otherwise, I'm like, Girl, y'all could have, you could have kept this shit on E, to be honest.
Okay, like, listen, but maybe just saying. Maybe it's given we knew it was going to be boring, or AKA, this is why we wanted to keep it private. And Hulu was like, well, girly, guess what? You signed
right.
the back of that check when you cashed it. So you better get to work.
And to be honest, and this is no shade. Right. This is no shade to any Kardashian fan out there. I promise it's not. But
no, I'm a Kardashian fan.
Oh, but because if y'all, you know, if you're rational with yourself, then you know I'm not lying. I'm kind of used to sitting through some boring shit sometimes. So, you know, I feel like Hulu was kind of like, you know what? Your name is going to sell this, not the actual thing. So like, they're going to watch Courtney, like, come the fuck on. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? So yes. It's that kind of moment. So
there have definitely been some boring episodes, and it's usually only interesting to watch Kim and Khloé interact because of all the vocal fry in the whole family. I feel like Courtney's is the most bad.
Immediately the most egregious. Yes.
It's the most egregious. It is at least like one notch higher through the nasal cavities than the other girls. Like
last longer, it's like it's a little bit
on the bridge instead of just like in the nostril. It's a little further up. And it comes out very a little longer. Yeah, it's not good.
Let me ask you, because I think you might have told me too, but I know other people have said. The Hulu version is a lot more intriguing than the E version.
Yes, Kendrick, I said that to you as well.
Because I've heard a couple people say
so
that now.
It is so much better. Ooh, like, that's why I was so excited about this being possibly the new season, because it's so much better. Like, without a doubt. So I love the way that they catch things. They recognize now that they have to live out loud. Like when Khloé found out that the Tristan... a scandal broke, but she had just got the egg transfer, but like none of the siblings know that. So like she calls Kim and Kim's like telling her, I'm filming, I might. She doesn't get off the phone because they know that we need the content, but like they're aware, like we need to be living our life, but you need to watch what you say because I can't put this camera down. And that's what I like to see. So there are moments of real rawness, and it's just crazy to watch them, like people live their life this way.
Yes.
Like where they have to filter what they say to their own siblings because the whole world is listening. Like, what does she think about that? Because I remember what I said about that.
See that? I like that because it's more so like, it's like watching, so like the E version is like us watching Housewives on Bravo. And Hulu is like watching Housewives on Peacock.
Yeah. Oh,
like
the Ultimate Girls. I knew you were going to go there. That's
okay. Gotcha. Exactly. Okay.
It's like we all know what we're doing here now. The E one, it was like, oh, we're coming up with storylines. Yeah, Rob has OCD for this day. Not saying he doesn't have it. We just never got a follow up after that one episode ever.
So, like, can you just let me know if he's okay? Like, that's all.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a follow up that he's living his life or whatever. Like, where he at? But like they just never follow up with anything, whereas on E, the whole season will be filmed around like Khloé's reaction and the ongoing behind the scenes shit of dealing with this scandal and whatnot.
Right.
And all of their reactions to it. And how like we gotta keep moving our life along though, girly. Like we're watching them get ready for events where they're talking about the show they're on.
Right,
doing glam to go on Fallon to promote the show on Hulu that is airing on Hulu that I'm watching.
Right.
It's very meta, but at least they're not like pretending anymore that this is not what they do. They're like, this is our job.
Right. That whole Housewives, you know, when they're referencing something that happened to the reunion, like, well, you know, the last time we were all together or the last time we were in New York.
Like,
girl, we know what you're talking about. Like, stop it.
Like, well, you know, last time I saw them wasn't since we were, you know, in New York.
Right.
For the reunion, girly, because we're on a TV show and you're filming. We know y'all are co-workers. We get it.
Right.
But we all got co-workers that we good Judy's with, like the best of Judy's.
Yes. I got two that I hang out with on a consistent basis. Absolutely.
Same. I'm going out with all of my co-workers pretty much like after this fancy benefit that our school is throwing. It's my birthday weekend too, but they're telling me I gotta go. Yeah. So I'm like, listen, I don't mess up my bag, honey. I will go to my day job and do my thing.
That's right.
So, okay. I'll pay for that next degree. Let me get that promotion. Trying to stay. Yeah. You know, trying to have longevity. Retirement. You know, I love retirement. So yes. I'm go, right?
Yes.
So afterwards, it's the after party. And that's really what it is. And we are all going out because we're friends. I even have convinced two and am holding out on one who's holding out on me that they should get me on the podcast and discuss some shows. So y'all might get some novice voices, but I've heard even people like Mary from the Two Judgy Girls, who's a teacher, say that they need to get like cameras in the teacher's lounge. Abbott is funny and it is realistic, but it is toned down, honey. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is very tame compared to what really goes on in the teacher lounge and workrooms. Yes. So I want to bring some of that energy to the pod because they got some big feelings and teachers are very shady. So it'll be so fun.
I can only imagine a teacher like, you know, not Abbott, a real live teacher coming in the break room being like, let me tell you what that little snot-nosed bastard said today, because he is really, and then his mama came up here and
most of us have a book that says like things my little said or things my kids said that you keep for over the years. So we have like a nice treasure box of wild things that to children. There's one trigger warning where this person's grandmother died and the kid just said to them, I'm sorry about, you know, what happened, but you're getting over it, right?
It's like your depression, you know, is really bringing me down.
That really got me at first. You know what happened to you. But you're getting over it, right? Like, you're done? You better now?
Like, we're good? We can move on? Thanks.
Yeah, okay. It really happened yesterday, but what's going on? Like, we're good?
Right. It's like, I'm really ready to go to recess. Like, you ready?
Yeah. Just like, can we move to something about me? And that's really what you love about kids. They'd be like, yeah, girl, your life, but really my life.
Right.
Exactly. It's all an emergency.
Yes.
It's so funny. Kendrick, how did we get here? I don't know. And I don't even know how to get back.
Child, the Kardashians was boring. There we go.
That's really what it was.
Yes.
And I'm gonna make some of them watch it because they watch intellectual things sometimes, mm-hmm. or at least like things that require like a higher type of thinking, like Accused and Secession and
yes.
all of those things. Like my
Accused on Fox.
Oh my God.
Is my shit.
Oh my God.
Okay, you need to come on the pod. We need to talk about that. That's gonna be we talk about that in the next
Any day. Okay. You tell me when we can do one. We can do one right after this, baby. I'm fresh off. Okay. I just finished the finale yesterday. So I have big feelings. I'm like, like it's so good. But I'm gonna make them watch like the Kourtney and Kardashian show.
Yes.
Like, one of my co-teachers, he's so serious that like his like humor, like let off, like his guilty pleasure is like murderers in the building. Like that's the one that he thinks is like so like, oh, you know, like that's funny. Right. I'm having fun. I'm like, girl, do you know what I'll be watching on right? Do you know the twerking that Karen Huga has done?
Right. That's the best though.
When you get popping handstands, come on, girl. I got your guilty pleasure.
Yes. I remember early Housewives days. I had like a friend, he's a whole veterinarian now. And I remember like him, he would never watch like any of the mess with me. But one night he didn't have an exam. He was like wrapped up with all homework. So he was like, I have a free night. Let's watch some of this trash that like you love to watch. I'm like, say less, like, let's do it. I turned it on to an episode. I think it was like season 2 when Tammy Roman first joined Basketball Wives. When I tell you I've never heard him so tickled in his whole life watching that TV. I said, see, this is the mess you're missing out on trying to be smart all damn day, okay? We can all be smart, but like keep that shit to 8 to 5, okay?
Yes. That's the before 5 o'clock thing.
Right. What are you doing? Like, what is going on?
It doesn't make any sense to me. Listen, people, friends.
And now it's time to mix it up with a break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Now that we are moving on into other things, I think it is important to discuss what has been united us, the Bravo people, with the normal adult human beings in the world who watch just like the news and not watch what happens live as like their weekly recap event, right? But this is now we are united front because CNN, the Today Show, Good Morning America, The View, they've all joined forces with us to discuss the one thing that the entire world either cares about or asks constantly, what the fuck is this? And that is Scandoval. Kendrick, have you had people who like know you do Bravo as of late be like, yo, what is Scandoval? Like, I know you wouldn't know this. Like, do you know what is Scandoval?
Yes. And you know what? Let me tell you something. My mother is a TikTok girly now. Like, she loves to scroll on TikTok. So
that is so funny. Don't know what she's doing, but she
right. Will come, you know, every time she's here, will come and show me a video. Now look at this one. Look at this one I saw. I'm like, girl, I saw that 3 months ago. Please.
She shows it to me. She's like, here you go. I'm like, you could just send it.
No, right. And then she, you know, I don't know how to do all that. Okay, girl, so let's just move ahead. Because, but yeah, she's come across some people talking about as she calls it the scandal. So I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it.
That black people throw in an article and put everything of the in front of everything.
Yes,
and it's not, and we make everything plural, and it's one of the.
I was about to say, and an S at the end. Yes,
it's the funny fun things of the AAVE that like is like just for us, but also hilarious. That we all do.
Yes.
Any black woman over the age of 49 and a half is going to call it the Target.
Yes.
Is going to call it the Nordstrom's.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything is like, oh yeah, my mom's like, I'm going over to that Nordstrom's rack, to the Nordstrom's rack. I'm like, it's just called Nordstrom rack. No, the
right.
No, that's, but love that for you. I love that she calls it the Scandoval.
Right.
What is Mama Tucker's thoughts on the Scandoval?
She said, well, I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like he dirty. I said, yeah, he is. He is, yeah.
Very fair. Analysis.
Yes. And I was like, that's all we need to know. Okay.
That's absolutely the consensus. That's like where we end. A long journey to go to. He dirty.
Right. And then, you know, she likes to, every time she finds us a reality show, she likes to relate it back to one of her other ones. So she'll, you know, she'll just throw out there, well, he couldn't have did that to Jackie Christie or something like that. I'm like, girl, okay. Like, what are we doing right now?
Now she's like, all roads lead to the other shows I watch. You seen such and such?
Like, right.
You caught up on that?
That's where I get it from. That's one person that watches everything on TV just like I do.
Yes.
She would come. Now, did you watch the Love After Lockup the other night? No, Mom, I missed it. Okay, I was watching RuPaul. I missed
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Tell me about it.
Yes, my wife's auntie is like, they're really, really close, and she is a woman of a particular age and has the time on her hands to do with what she would please, you know. And she does like to call her and be like, she'll like one of those. She's like one of those aunties that like the TV is on a channel for her one show, and then it'll just stay on.
Yes.
For the other things, all the way through the late night, all the way through the primetime drama, like just all the way through. So
yes.
She sees everything because she's always just has it on. you know, and she's just like doing a little watchy watch. And then she got the Hulu so she can watch her girls on the Basketball Wives. And it's just like the funniest thing to me. But she also was like watching Salt Lake City because one day she was on Bravo and it was on. Like, so she ended up watching the whole series of Salt Lake City.
It's so funny to me because they won't like know, they won't ever know the name of the show.
No.
But they will know the goings on. They're like, oh, that's that woman going to jail, ain't it? I'm saying, yes, she is.
It's like, yep.
I said for a long time. Yeah.
She the one that saw Salt Lake City. That's the, I'm not very interested in that, but that's where that that lady is going to jail, right? Yep. And I'm like, yeah, she goes, yeah, I saw that program. You know, they call everything a program.
Right, you know, it's not the soap opera, it's not Young and Restless.
No, that's the stories.
Yes,
that's when they got to see their stories, and that ends up why ABC stays on for like 15 hours.
Yes,
they come on at 12, and then they just leave that thing on.
Exactly, I know her. I know her whole morning schedule. She kicks it off with. She don't watch too much before. You know, she might get into Maury around 9, but then, you know, it really starts off with Young and the Restless at 11 for us. Mm-hmm, and then 12 is double episode to Judge Mathis. And then she goes over to the People's Court because, you know, she got to watch the People's Court. And she then I think after the People's Court. That's the redhead. What's her name?
Yes.
You know who I'm talking to. Yeah.
I do know who you're talking about. I know all the judges, honey. My mom, my dad stayed in court TV, okay? Court TV was her time between 2 to 5 p.m. Oh, you could catch her with the that show with the three judges. Like, there's three of them. And they
Hot Bench. Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. She loved them. She goes, oh, I don't know what they're going to do today. I like that one, but not that other one. It gives the people to think about and talk about, you know? And she loved Judge Maybelline in Divorce Court over there.
Yeah, because the hair stays whipped, okay?
Okay. She was like, oh, she just bad. Oh, that hairstyle. Oh, she bad today. And I'm like,
yes. You know, if Black women don't like nothing, they like a Black woman that can keep a short haircut and keep it laid. Oh, yes. Baby.
That's why the girlies wanted Michelle Obama to run for president. Because they're like, your husband, cute. We love him, but he's Michelle's husband.
Right.
They see that woman coming out of the plane. Oh, she bad. Look at that dress. She is just so put together. Look at those arms. So they all said they want the Michelle Obama arms. So they go to the gym. Yes. I'm a Michelle Obama arms.
Yes.
That's what they say.
It used to be they want the Angela Bassett arms. Now they're like, I want the Michelle Obama arms.
No. You see our first lady in that dress? Look at how she looking, you know? All that to say, the girlies have now been asking me at my job in various places. I know you'll know what this means. Oh, thank you. High honors. But like, but what is Scandoval, something called Scandoval, and I'm like, love it. Here are the cliff notes.
Yes.
And all of that to say, y'all, there's been a lot happening. There is, it seems like every time it feels like it's slowing down, their own narcissism kicks in, and then like they're doing the work to kick it back up into back on the show, you know what I mean, or back in the news. Like this week or so, we've filmed a reunion that was done in like April or March. Like, I mean, March, that was done. We know that the show won't even, like, the finale won't even air until like mid-May. I think it's like May 18th or something. And then the reunion won't start until like the 24th or something like that. So, and it's three parts, which is wild for a Vanderpump Rules. We rarely get that of an ensemble cast.
Aren't like they doing like one-on-one specials and stuff too? Like, yes, there's a lot going on.
Special. And apparently Andy, now here's where I will believe him, because there is apparently a moment in the finale, like now Bravo has started to fully promote every single VPR episode, because now that we all know the truth, it just gets more and more convoluted. Like, it gets more and more really like sociopathic. Like, it's wild. There's a moment apparently in the finale that Andy and Lala was on Watch What Happens Live, but they like alluded to the conversation that Raquel has with Ariana that apparently is like so dark and twisted to know now that she was sleeping with this man, this girl's boyfriend of 10 years, for all this time, for months at this point, and could still like look her in the face and have this conversation. And Andy apparently like talks to her about that, about their one-on-one.
Sociopath. Are you kidding me?
Like, how did you have that conversation? Because Andy was like, it made me weird, like feel weird. He said it's wild. And Andy can't talk bad about people. Like, right. He can, but he'd be like, it's kind of, you know, that's bad. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And now we know that she has been, you saw this, Kendrick. The family has spoken that she checked herself into a quote unquote mental health facility.
Thank you for saying quote unquote, because
because when did you find it to be afterwards?
I thought it was somewhere I could go and luxuriate for, you know, if I needed a weekend break, you know, I was going to go there to, you know, do the things, give me a little massage, a little piece of, what's it called? A little piece of hot stone. You know, I thought I was going to go get the things. I don't know what she's doing there, but okay.
I don't know what she's doing, but they have like seaweed wraps and whatnot. I said, well, if this is the place, I would like to also go and get mental health treatment.
Right.
Because this really, it felt like when Sonia, you know, how she goes and dries out after a season of to like go to like a wellness quote unquote like retreat, but it's really like on a natural resort in like Arizona. So like the nature, the wellness part of it is like it's in the trees and there's a hot tub and like all these things, like you're one with nature, like you can meditate, sure. They have those things, but you can also go get a deep tissue at 9, a green juice at 11, and a massage at 12.
Yes.
A second
all of that.
You can do that. You know, there's like a little bit of pickleball. There's like a place to read a book.
Yes.
Under a tree in a hammock, you know.
A beautiful location.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So that's what we found out. And this what's worse is like the parents are now involved because the family has like released this information that she's going to a place. And I'm like, you need to know your sources better or pay somebody off. Like you gotta know how to do this right. If you're gonna lie and promote or like encourage and like aid and abet some sociopathic behavior, you gotta do it well. You gotta meet us at the top level of sociopathic that we're used to. Okay,
all this story taught me was that it's a family full of liars, so she's not just by herself. All this taught me.
It's funny because now we're hearing that Sandoval's family rejected meeting her.
Yes.
In December, because they were like, no, we don't know that girl that you just brought here. And so while they didn't rat him out, they also did not engage. They said, no, ma'am.
Thank you.
We will see you because we have to love you, but we're not here for the chicanery and the shenanigans.
As the black people say, I love you, but I hate your ways. Okay.
Okay. No time. That's really it. Because they're like, girl, we don't know that bad girl. Who a girl are you talking about bringing to my house?
Right. When I just talked to Ariana.
10 years. What are you talking about?
Right. When I just got off the phone with Ariana, we just swapped recipes. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Like, wait, you're here for Christmas and no Ariana? I'm confusion.
Mm-mm.
I'm confusion, you know? So those are the things that are going on. Apparently, Ariana's living her best life right now in Coachella. They're really trying to throw us off the scent of Tom being in Coachella with Raquel, who I guess is there. So he keeps appearing at things in California, like in Anaheim, but like not in Coachella. Like, it is like a Where's Waldo type of thing. Like, he moving around. Yes. First of all, baby, we don't care that much. We just want to know if you're going to double down in this or not. We're not looking for you.
Right.
We just want to know if you're going to stand 10 toes down in your fuckboy shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's all.
We're doing research. This is just research.
Right.
Once we find out that you are as bad as we thought, that's all we need.
That's all.
I just love that, like, he's so narcissistic that he wouldn't think about the repercussions of this on social media. He would not even address it and realize like where people are coming from. But he is on social media, and we know this because people were dragging his porn stash situation, like how Raquel could cheat with a man with this mustache, and he shaved it.
Mm-hmm.
So you are aware we're talking about you, and
he's listening to the noise. Yes.
And the scary dark part for me is that Raquel only ever puts anything on Instagram stories to be like her iOS press release of how she will be a part of the reunion.
Yes.
I will be live. Like, girl, this, you are not Beyonce doing a pop-up.
Right.
I don't mean, you're not, you know, Pinky out here trying to give the girls a slutty vegan and being like, hey, the slutty vegan truck is coming to you, you know, popping up. Like, I'm gonna be there.
Shout out to Pinky.
I know, right? She's going back to New York, I heard.
I think so, yeah.
She's going back to New York. Slutty Vegan is the ticket, the one, the two, and the three. And I eat a lot of cheeseburgers. And I would throw it up there. Like, I would go to Shake Shack or, you know?
Right.
Like, tell you something, okay?
Right.
For a vegan burger.
Right.
She really doing the thing, so I'm happy for her. But, like, You're not a pop-up shop. So you tell me you're going to be at the reunion and filling in your contractual obligations because you won't get a check otherwise is not shocking to me.
Right.
After you pulled that restraining order shit. That was crazy.
Tried it and dropped it the next day.
It's like, you're not in the wrong.
Right.
Like, you're saying that this girl punched you and she apparently didn't. I think she like slapped her. They got into some kind of altercation, but mm-hmm. she like let people believe that she punched her, put up pictures of her black eye or whatever, and like let that be a part of the restraining order. But like, you, if you did get punched, it's because Sheena is best friends with you. She has kept you in this group. Yes. She had introduced her friend. She actively tried to set you up with the Tom that was single.
Right.
And was pushing for that, a single person for one. Mm-hmm. And she is best friends with Ariana.
Mm-hmm.
So like, your antics have her fucked up five different ways from Sunday.
Hello?
So Sheena had to let you know. And the fact that we're hearing that she didn't even like punch her in the eye feels mm-hmm. a little unnerving. Like, then why would you get a restraining order? Oh, you just don't want to film the reunion. But then they said, you're not going to get that check. And she was like, I'll be there. I'll drop it.
Exactly.
They were like, girly, restraining orders don't mean nothing to us. 200 feet apart, easy. You be in the trailer, super. She be on the stage. No problem.
Super easy.
She's not even who you care about. La go eat that ass up. Because now we're seeing.
Right. And James are going to have a time, baby. A time.
The restraining order on the wrong one.
Right.
Like, she should have found it between Lala, because Lala will get up and beat that ass. She absolutely will.
Wheel.
Like, she is not what I consider to be any kind of strong, but it's looking, she's with Raquel, she looks like she's just been waiting for an opportunity to pull her hair one good time.
Yes. Let me ask you something.
Silly. Yes.
How do you feel about, because I feel a couple of ways, how do you feel about the reunion being shot so early? Because, you know, we're used to Housewives, like 4 weeks out from the finale, you shoot the reunion, it's ready to go right after. I love the fact that we're getting like the emotions at the height of it. So like, yeah. I love that aspect. But then I'm also like, damn, a lot has transpired since then that we won't get addressed. I guess we'll get it addressed next season, but like,
yeah. Damn. Yeah, I think that we'll get it addressed next season because a lot of will happen have been. I think that Bravo made a really good choice in choosing to get everything at the height and mm-hmm. talking about the origin, knowing that more things would play out. But they, if anything, were like, we need to get, as they're feeling these raw emotions and these big mm-hmm. feelings, we need to have a camera. Like, we need to go see him go to her house and not Ariana's house. We need to see that. So yes. We need to see what's really happening here and how deep this goes and how long this goes, and not give them a lot of time to get their stories together and straight mm-hmm. and not hear how America will react to the things they're seeing on TV. So we need to not have them, because, you know, there are some, you know, Bravo Labs who will like kind of reach out to content creators and Instagram people and like see what the fans are saying mm-hmm. and why they feel this way about certain people. And mm-hmm. you think that they're just asking because like, Karen, like, oh, you don't think about it this way? I'm like, no, they want for the reunion. They're looking for a lot of reasons that they can fight and argue for the reunion. But mm-hmm. We didn't give the Vanderpump Rules girlies the time to do this. They just knew that we was on the side of right and not on the side of these two. And people were like, that's mm-hmm. fair. That's all we need.
Right.
We could have a common enemy. You know, the VPR girls love having a common enemy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's their favorite thing.
We are a family. Absolutely. Yes. they love coming love together.
It. It's their favorite thing to get together and be like, we hate you.
Right.
It's just you. Okay. And now they gave him two. And if somebody who was on a high horse, please. Ooh. I know Lala's eating this up, but she was the original homewrecker. No, right. Sheena was the original.
Well, yeah, right. Sheena's OG homewrecker.
Took it a step further, homewrecked and stayed. Like, yes. Got it in there. And then now is judging the new homewrecker because, mm-hmm. I mean, just none. It just is dirty.
Like, yeah.
It is dirty. I don't care if you were broken up and you're like, I tried to, how you try to break up with somebody? Like, no, baby, you don't try to break up them multiple times. And if they say something like, I don't believe that she actually said that, like, I will die or kill myself if mm-hmm. you do this, sorry for it's trigger warning, but like, she didn't say that. I feel like she was like, this life of ours would be over, like it would be mm-hmm. a wrap. You're throwing a lot of way if you do this, and I'm gonna move, because she'd been waiting to get out of there. So she's like, I will literally move, sell this home, and we will be out. And uh-huh. he is like, well, I don't have any money on my own, so I still need to benefit from us as a couple in the meeting. But I will also even if she was like, oh, we're going to live separate lives, you brought this bitch into her home.
Right. Right. What? That's what the fuck won't be going on.
No, thank you.
Not no, a thank you.
And at Sheena's wedding, there's many moments that I'm like, oh, they were just doing it. Oh, yeah.
A whole ass grab when Ariana wasn't looking.
On the cameras.
On like, the camera.
Brazen.
Ooh.
They never expected for all this to get out. They never did. And now you got Lala talking about some. I walked in and saw them in bed together, but I didn't even think nothing of it. I'm thinking something of it. I know
right.
The vortex and they're very incestuous, but I'm thinking something of it.
Same.
I'm a thing.
Same.
I'm like, what's going on in here? Raquel, aren't you like a bridesmaid as well as Ariana? Shouldn't you be with the other bridesmaid and not in one of the bridesmaids' boyfriend's bed?
You're right.
That would be my question. What are you doing here?
I have a few myself.
Yeah, hey doing? Girly, should I escort you back?
Right.
I'm headed there myself right now.
Right, let's go.
Let's go get a green juice. Come
let's
on.
Go.
Before Ariana comes here and beast that ass.
Okay.
I'm going to try to save your life one last time.
Don't get them girls an opportunity to jump you, sis.
Yep. And this upcoming week or the next episodes ahead of us, Marcella's in them. This is the Oliver storyline. Oliver is the only person coming to Raquel's defense, which is nasty. Sir, you need to go worry about your family situation at the house.
Right. Child.
So why don't you go talk to your wife?
I know Garcelle is like, can y'all leave me the fuck out of this, please?
I would like to be left out of this.
Look, Garcelle is like, I have to deal with enough white people on my show. This is not my fight, okay?
Making stupid choices. Right. Okay. Real dumb.
Ooh.
And now her son is in it. And she's like, now why am I in it? Y'all can right. grown. Well, I gotta be being fake friends with Lisa Vanderpump in Vegas and whatnot.
Right.
But listen, sure. I'm excited to see Garcelle because I love a crossover, and that's really fun. And there's been a lot of new things happening in the Beverly Hills space. You saw that Cynthia Bailey is like allegedly filming for Beverly Hills.
I saw that.
Yeah. You know, I'm
always here for a titty scent moment, okay?
Oh, yeah, of course. And we talked about that on my Patreon where me and Kendrick do things together, and it's just a wild ass good time. Even worse than when we on here cutting up. But so they're trying to get some things in there, but like I love it when the West Coast girls on Bravo stop acting like they're all in different places.
Yes.
They're all just as fame hungry as the next girly on the other show.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see that. So just don't deny it. Let's just dive in.
How about that?
Oh my God. I saw Emily from She Speaks Rivals montage of Portia Williams just stealing the show on Rugged.
Oh my God.
What,
can you imagine if it was Tinsley instead of her? Like, I don't even mind Tinsley, but like,
it would have been a whole.
It shouldn't have been Leah either, child.
I started there. When they said Tinsley, the first time I said, oh, baby, this is not one to watch.
No.
Tinsley has never done anything remotely interesting to me.
No.
Her entire personality was them two damn dogs.
Yes, and her mother.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Dale's not on here. Like, what the
right.
Like, are you crazy?
It was
to leave the show in the middle of it and nobody really cared. We were just like, oh, yeah. Fine, girl. On to bigger and better.
Love right. You. You'd have to have like Dorinda or something for her to like actively argue with. But otherwise, because like really, I'm sorry, but right. If we go, recast season 3, this sounds, I talked to Dumpster Dive about this recently because I asked them first. I was like, I don't want to be the one to say it, so I'm going to ask y'all. I'm like, if you had to recast this show, like, who do we keep and who we replace? And Tom immediately said, I'm keeping Giselle, Portia, and Candace, and everyone else can go. I was like,
everyone,
thank you, because I didn't want to say it.
Can go.
Like, what Marisol and Alexi have done nothing.
No, and they do more on their show of being like, but they're scared of these women, and I really don't know why, other than, you know, the obvious choice of racisms. But like, I try to not jump there and give a person who is of a fairer alabaster skin a piece of doubt, reasonable piece of doubt. So I'm giving that my best.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, Heather is never ever been a friend of my entertainment. That's a fact.
No.
I didn't understand why y'all loved her so much the first season, but I understood the second season. You're like, oh, she's kind of, I don't really like her as she's gotten bigger. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. You know, the Salt Lake girlies overall just don't do it.
The first season, people were like, oh my God. bad. I was saying no. I was advocating actively against her even being on the show. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden she's on their second season. I'm like, I don't know about her. So I'm like, Bravo, what is the purpose of bringing people that have fallen from grace in such a short period of time or who are very new? Like, we don't have a history with Leah. We don't have even a history with Alexia and Marisol because they've been off the air for like 10 years.
Right. You know, I've said it once. I'll say it a million times. I think Girls Trip thrives the most when it's people that are actively vying to get back on Bravo.
Yes.
It has to be the ex-wives
been out of the public eye too long. And they're like, I need a check or a subscription service promo.
Yes. One of the two.
I need to do a collab with Fabletics and then we're good.
Yes. That's all we need.
Looking for. Exactly.
We shot season four. I think that season five needs to be all one-hit wonders.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yes.
Can we bring back for that?
Oh my gosh. So Claudia Jordan, obviously.
Oh yeah.
I would say Shamari because Shamari was a good time in Atlanta.
Oh my God. I didn't know. that you know where I'm going with this?
What do you
probably not? The queen of R&B. SWV.
Yes.
That's a BBV. Or BBDV.
What do you mean? Isn't his name
Rocky Bivens?
Is he one of those?
I think he's the Bivens in Belle Biv DeVoe. Because there's a moment in Poison where he says, Rocky Bivens here and I'm ready to go. Bam.
Wait a minute.
We need to go confirm this right now.
Right. Hold on. Because I know Bill. I thought, wait a minute. Hold on.
If this is true, and I'm not just making this up in my head, this creates an entirely like different vibe for my entire 90s playlist.
Yeah, because I don't like that.
I don't like it either, but it would
Michael Bivens.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
I was about to say, because Rocky, I don't remember associating Rocky Bivens with Belle Biv DeVoe. So, okay, yes.
Okay, so how common is the name Bivens?
Right, and you know what?
In that area.
With the I. I think her husband with an E. So, wait, let me just confirm that, though. Yeah, Rocky Bivens is E-N, and Michael Bivens is I-N. Whew. Okay.
All right, y'all.
We dodged the bullet, child.
Crisis averted. Because, you know, Shamari's DeVoe gave a little bit of, like, I'm famous, and I'm used to fame, and I want a little bit more fame and money, and, you know, I want that, so I'm going to let you be on this show, and all these things. It just was giving a little bit of recent energy.
Yeah, him and her, they both reality TV hops. So he does it right along with her. Like she did
but
the
Shamari
encore by herself. Yes, absolutely. So bring her. Let's see, we got Claudia and Shamari. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't honestly, this could be the boy, Tiffany Moon. We had her in Dallas. She's technically a one-hit wonder.
She deserves. Because her show only got canceled because they couldn't get the racism under control in a timely manner. And they had never checked it before. So the bros were super confused that they had to check it now. And you should have never even had a one token Asian person to fight for the entire Asian community against that white woman.
Exactly. I don't even know if she would do it because she has so much going on. I would love to see Ebony back. I would love to. And by the way, because we were talking about court shows, you know, I'd love me a court
Holding
show.
Court and she with has, Ebony Williams.
Oh, that's my favorite podcast. But she's coming with like she has a whole deal. Like she's shooting episodes of a judge show. Like her Judge Mathis, like all of them about to be on her like own like black like network. I think under a black like production company. I think
doing her own thing. Canceling the good girlies.
Right.
One of the black men got canceled. It's either Joe Brown or Mathis. One of them got canceled.
Joe Brown got canceled a while ago. Mathis just got canceled, but he knew he was going to this black like production company. So
that's terrible. It's giving Dason Samira all over again. Like, why would you bite a good hand? They're making you coin. What's the problem?
Exactly.
Z-Way too. Justice for her. Showtime.
Justice for Z-Way. Damn it, put her on here too, as a matter of fact. Put her on One Hit Wonder Gold Girls
Trip. Her show was fantastic. And that's just the fact. Why people just hate being triggered sometimes. Right. But when Luann was on there, it was like iconic. It was so good. Because it's one thing about a New York City housewife, they know they're out of touch and they just don't know how to get back in touch. So they just ride it.
Exactly.
They're probably. I don't know. Genuinely it lives. Mm-hmm. So love that for them. Okay, so who would I put on that one hit wonder show? I feel like we didn't give the witch enough credit on Beverly Hills.
That's who I was gonna say.
She was in the wrong place.
Yes.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Bring her to the right place.
Exactly.
You know?
I like the witchy poop. I'm sorry.
Beyond her being a witch, she also accused Kyle of being anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Married to a Jew.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Not afraid.
Yes. Yes.
Not afraid. And that's great.
Love that.
Anybody from New Jersey, I mean, we would have to see if this season they would keep. I hope they don't change anything about this season. But I would say if I could put someone on there, it definitely would be Danielle. I think she is the life of any damn party.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
I wanted to go to the Barbie birthday.
Wait a minute. Do you want me to throw some absolute chaos on there?
Please do.
What about them damn twins that they're on there for one seat? Not the Marquesas, they can stay where the hell they are. No. Those twins.
But people wanted the twins. It was like a thing. Teresa, of all the things.
And we had to pronounce her name there. Differently.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like Teresa or something? It was like, girl.
Yes. Those were a good time, you know? Yes. And like, I would do that because we haven't really had any new blood on Jersey that's been good for a long time. No. And I don't really understand if Danielle and Rachel Fuda and even the other Rachel were out there. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we got Jackie for the last few years. Because
insane.
I get y'all like her, but I don't understand it. I don't. And you can't make it. No one can argue for it to me in a way that makes sense.
No.
What was she giving? If the best thing she's ever done is accuse a teenager in college of like doing coke in the bathroom, like even as an analogy, like you weren't even trying to take it there and really say the bad things.
Right.
It was an analogy.
Just go. Just
where
go.
Is the read? I want to.
And the thing is, like, she's doing more because I think she knew her spot was on the line. She's doing way more as a friend of than she ever did as a full time housewife.
Yeah, she's definitely trying to do a Luann and get back. Yes. On. Like, only demote me once, and you'll never have to do it again. I just
like, no, you can go.
It just, but didn't I feel like this entire trip was like jam packed? It felt like a Beverly Hills trip. There's a lot of people on this trip.
It is, yeah.
Like 9 or 10 people. Like, where? Why?
Do you remember when the COVID season, when Atlanta went on the Bolo trip, there were like 13 girls in that house. I was like, why are there this many people on
there's
this show?
So many people.
Goodness.
Like, in Jersey, all the friends of are there. Everybody's like getting on this plane. I think Danielle was the only one who didn't ride first class.
Yeah.
All that Barbie money.
Right.
We spent it all.
That's okay, girl. Give her a few more seasons. She'll be there. Now, Bravo, y'all wrong. Y'all could have put that girl up there.
So bad for that. It's not like Jersey goes anywhere that costs real money. Like, they don't go places.
Right.
This is like the first season they've even like traveled out the country in a minute. Remember they went to like Nashville last year?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are we going to Nashville? And they weren't even in Nashville. They're like 15 minutes out in the suburbs. I'm like very confused.
Like Cool Springs, Franklin, like that area where I stay when I go to Nashville. Like, what are y'all?
Yes, they're like and they got like a regular Airbnb, not right. Even a Vrbo. You know, they even like, girl, like a nice house.
Okay, I'd be at the hotels, honey. I don't have time
so
for this with y'all.
Funny, it's so funny, but I love what Jersey is doing lately. That doesn't have to do with Teresa and that sister of hers and the brother.
God,
they are so exhausting because it is so clear that Joe and Melissa just want to be on the show and they know that this is the only way they can like do a long-lasting one,
right?
Because they need people to care about them and Teresa getting together and being a happy family. But at this point, Teresa just being happy and like getting therapy, like we never thought we'd see today, so it's being overshadowed.
Right.
She's out here apologizing, making peace, having therapy. We're like, oh girl, we don't really care about that. Y'all look better.
Right. It's a mess. Like, I want, obviously, I think Bravo knows they got to make a decision next season.
You gotta choose
we can't, right? We can't keep doing this.
And it's not going to be Melissa. It's not going to be Melissa. And I love how they're trying to spin it of like, oh, your husband, you needed the money. And so we filmed while you were away so that he could make money and whatnot. I said, oh, but also, baby, we're missing an important point where they would not film.
Except just
for
you.
Teresa's family.
Yes.
Because they paused the entire show for a year while Teresa was in jail because she was that integral to the show's success. So you actually needed to be at the house so you could also be on camera and get a checky check later on.
Period.
That's really the one, the two, and the three. So for you to be like, oh, we made sure your kids ate. Oh, hold on.
Right.
Because the only reason that your kids eat is because they were able to sneak you on there and spite Teresa and then get a christening episode out of it. That's why they did that.
How about that?
So don't even play with me. I just look, like you talk about ungrateful. They are the Kourtney Kardashian of the family, where I'm like, who? You can't just benefit from it always and then pick and choose and cherry pick how you be involved. But then you don't want to do anything with Teresa. And so even Andy recently was like, so there's like no hope. I feel like we're at a place like no return. And Joe's like, no, there's possibly some hope. I'm like, then why didn't you present it this entire time? And to me, there is no hope. I cut off an entire person because they canceled coming to my wedding a day and a half before for a test that they had 4 months later.
Oh.
And I had already paid for them. They'd RSVP'd. They were one of my best friends. I gave them this date and planned my date around their calendar of them being in med school a year and a half in advance.
Oh.
I picked a holiday because no one's in school on that holiday. Oh. I picked a weekend so we can go back to work and study or whatnot and not have like a whole thing on a Monday and they can be on a Saturday and then you got one day to get your life back together. I picked it for that reason. If you'd have canceled me the Wednesday afternoon before my Friday wedding, I will never speak to you again.
Ooh.
And you mean to tell me Joe and Melissa don't go to the wedding at all because her mom isn't invited to a wedding where she's been liking tweets about Teresa being an asshole? Do we all agree? Sure. But is it right for you to invite somebody's mama who don't like you?
Right.
You pay for a plate of a woman that don't like me? I'm confused.
Very much. It's them trying to control the guest list for me. Get out of here.
Right. And like people have said, like if she did invite the mom, which I think is not fair that Teresa didn't even get to argue it correctly of like, cause you know, she's not the brightest, but like right. Your mom was liking tweets about me last year. Like as we're currently filming this, she was like liking these tweets and stuff about me, but you want me to invite her. But then like, if she had invited her mom, I feel like Teresa and Joe still would not have been satisfied. They would have found someone else to be like, oh, she didn't invite so-and-so.
Right. Then the focus would have been, even though we just said at this, this former reunion that we hate each other, it would have been all about, well, she didn't ask me to be a bridesmaid. How childish is that?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't she want me in the wedding? It's like, girl, we're tired.
And Jennifer get asked. Yeah, because we've seen them go ride or die for Teresa.
Yes.
We've seen it. Dolores is like that bitch for Teresa.
Yes.
But Dolores has been in some things. I just know she's lived a life. Because she ride or die, it's giving like real, like, you know.
Can we get like a biopic, like on Lifetime or something about Dina?
Hollywood story.
Yes.
About Dolores.
Dolores, the Dina of it all. Like, I want to know all of that. The Frank Catania of it all.
Story about Dolores. Because here's the thing. We all have thought that the Manzos were like allegedly a part of some kind of like mafia operation.
Yes.
It just was really giving that to me, right? Mm-hmm. Although my best friend had all their family's parties at that house. Like at the mansion,
Blackstone or whatever.
The Brownstone.
Yeah, whatever.
They've had all their parties there. Yeah. So I'm like, interesting. So, I mean, I also think my friend's family might be. I just think it's not in their control.
Get down a little
and
bit,
if
you know, yeah, yeah.
Around, you kind of just got to go with it. So
right.
If they are, I don't know anything, but if they are, I kind of understand. But right. Like, we've always thought that. And we know Dina's husbands and related people have been involved in some really violent, horrible things at the expense of like somebody's hand and feel that they're associated with some things. Mm-hmm. And the way Dolores gets down as an individual.
Right.
Yes, yeah, sure, it's because she was a correction officer, but also something's a little innate in there. Something's a little bit in the brain. Something's been a little like imprinted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's a ride or die. That's a ride or die.
And we know Jennifer Aiden Ride. We know Jennifer Aiden Ride.
Jennifer will be your agent of chaos.
Yes.
Don't even worry about it. She got your back in a different way.
And since the day she stepped on the show, I have loved me some Jennifer Aiden.
Me
but
too.
This season, I appreciate her so much more this season because literally every time I'm like, I'm so sick of Teresa and Melissa, I literally only have to look towards Jennifer Aiden for like some stuff to pop off. I'm like, thank God, we have you, because otherwise I couldn't watch the season.
I'm a bridesmaid.
And smiled the biggest she has smiled since she has been on this show, okay?
Happy as a clam. Happy as a clam. Like, look at me. Only been friends with your sister for about, what, 4 years, 5 years?
Right.
And I'm in the wedding, and you've known her for decades, and you're not.
Okay.
I am sad about the cousins, though. I do want them to be friends again. I love the cousins, like Melissa's kids and Teresa's kids. I hate that this is like affecting their relationship, because we've always seen them be very, very close. Nono's like memorial, like they were all together and it was a beautiful time a couple years ago. And it's just, though, that thing is really sad to me. And like, I think that's the only reason why I would care about this being absolved. When y'all don't care about your kids, because they're old enough that they're gonna start taking the size of their parents, like, period.
Right.
They have to, but like, they are in that house. They love their parents. They don't want to see them hurt. They're hearing one side, they see one side, they're gonna side with their parents. That's just how it works, right? Especially when you're that young, but you don't know the nuances of like, oh, my mom was a terrible person who crashed the show, and my other mom was a terrible person who like flipped the table. They don't know all that. They
right.
Just know, like, these are my parents. And I love them, and they made mistakes, and I don't care about that. I care about them. So they're not going to talk to each other. And that's really sad. And that's the only reason I would care for this to be over with. But I think that once them two are off the show and they realize that we only need Teresa, I think they'll come crawling back, be nice to
absolutely.
Teresa, and then they'll change it. So they can get back on the show to be and be like, look at us, happy family.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's the only reason I would care again, is to see them all come back together.
The and only
like maybe,
reason.
I would say maybe Melissa brings some sprinkle cookies again, but like, that would just set a whole new war. Like, Teresa wouldn't get that. If she ain't get the analogy, she wouldn't get that joke.
Right, right.
So never mind. How are you feeling about Marge this season? Because y'all know I haven't liked her for years, and I never understood that one either. I get it, but I don't get it.
You know, I was about to say I never saw it before.
Messy.
I still don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's messy, but she can never acknowledge her own. Like, she can't acknowledge her own garden.
Teresa, right. We never needed to look at Marge. But now that Teresa's getting therapy, we're like, oh, Marge is also the agent of chaos.
Yes. And I hate that she wants to live in chaos so much that, like, I hate people that can't accept an apology ever. And so I don't think her and Jennifer Aiden would have ever been on a good foot, first of all. And one, I hate that she's mad at Jennifer Aiden for something that she does on a regular basis.
Right.
And then I hate the fact that her and Danielle have this issue, and Danielle has like come like to actually apologize to her. And she's like, no, I just, you know, I believe this. It's like, okay, you just want an issue for the sake of having the issue. Like, get out of here.
Yes. And she's so mad at Jennifer Aiden, because I know what this girl has found out. You tell me what you think she found out. I think it's just that Marge is the person who spread that rumor about Jackie. And it might have been accidental, but I think she just did it because she talked too damn much.
Yep.
I really do. I think that these leaks and stuff about people's relationships and stuff is coming from Marge talking too much.
Yes.
And she is not a writer. So these are her friends, but she do treat them like work friends, and she gossips with her real friends. And
exactly.
So when the real friends fall out, the real friends are like, hey.
She wants to be like the Lisa Vanderpump radar online. I think that she's the woman that joined in a later season. She saw how Housewives were doing with the blogs and stuff like that, but she was using her friends in the neighborhood to go and spread these rumors to get back on the show. A mess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this girl is like, you know, and Angie, what's her name from SLC? Like, you gonna throw away a 10-year relationship, then I'm gonna go ahead and air you out. How about that?
Right. How about that?
And I think that's what it is that she's finding out. And Jackie being around and being a friend of Margaret and Melissa would really constitute some fucked up shit. Because also, they're talking about how Marge said that you could be with an NBA player. And she didn't say you should cheat on your husband, but she said like the semantic safe version of that.
Right.
Like, you're so hot, you could get any man, including an NBA player. Like, please, right. If you ever needed to leave this man, you could. Now, great encouragement, but I can see how we got to the synopsis of you told her to leave that man.
Right.
And quite frankly, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Right. I actually would have stood 10 toes down with you had you just told her that.
Had
but now
you
dancing around it. I'm like, whatever.
She doesn't want to admit that she's as bad as Teresa. She doesn't want people to see her that way. It was one thing when Teresa was telling Danielle to pull that hair and dog walk her through a store over a candle, but it's another thing when you're like, oh, I'm just as bad. I'm collecting data on other people, and now they're collecting data on me, and I can't believe I got God.
Let me tell you why Marge...
Anybody can get it.
Let me tell you why Marge could never be a top 10 housewife for me. Because she does things like, you know, she'll... Y'all are saying that I'm spreading rumors. You're saying I have an arsenal of information. And then her tagline is like, I have an arsenal of information, you know, stuff like that. And then it's like, when you ask her, she won't admit it. Put Gisele Bryant in the same situation. Andy Cohen says, were you kind of being messy in this situation? Giselle's like, yeah, I'm the messiest person you know. Of course I was being messy. Well, it's like, admit it.
Giselle's the Vicki Gunvalson of her show. Like, I just read it in the streets. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not
right.
I spread it because I heard it. Like, they own it, though. They're like, I'm telling them, I'm just going to speak it. If someone going to tell me, it's because they want me to talk about it, and I'm going to talk about it. Like,
yes.
It's just what it is. Marge be like, who said what? No, I just whispered it into one person, and they whispered it into another person, but the whole thing came from me. That's not spreading a rumor.
Right.
I just put the battery in the back of everybody you know. That's all.
Wait, speaking of the streets, can we acknowledge that Sharice Jackson Jordan's greatest contribution to Housewives was when Gisele Bryant said, I'm the word on the street. And she said, well, it must have been a small street.
I didn't know where you were going to go because I know people really can't stand. They think Sharice is boring, but I think they only think Sharice is boring on a Potomac setting where everyone's not really boring.
Yeah.
Because in the real world, the fact that this woman can just appear and Karen Huger fakes an asthma attack, bronchitis, passes
keep
out.
Keep her around.
Away. It is hilarious to me.
I love it.
So funny. Because I was like, oh, I'm wheezing.
Like, you know, I love an OG.
Like, no, bro, that's just your pulse. And she's like, I forgot to take my Z-Pack. I'm going to go get it. Don't you just have a rescue inhaler in the car? Just pop that and come on.
Right. You know, I love me an OG. I've never had an issue with Sharice. I like her being around. I like the genuine, like, friendship, like her hanging out with the girls off camera when she's not even filming.
Yeah.
And the thing I love the most is the fact that the whole rumor was she didn't film all these years so she can get the most out of her divorce settlement. I'm like, girl, now that's a smart woman to me.
Well,
fuck this show.
I said that originally that she had to leave the show because she mentioned in a comment on Instagram years ago. She was posting a picture of her and her daughter, and I think her daughter, I know what school her daughter went to. I know exactly where they live. It's very highfalutin, very great area. Her school was in the same like conference as my school. And she was like holding her, like hugging her or something. And someone was like, why did you leave the show? And she literally just put in a comment in all lowercase letters, like, so I could get half of Eddie's fortune.
Period.
She really was just like, because in my divorce settlement, I had to leave the show in order for my prenup to come through. Like, in order for me to get paid from the prenup,
I know that's right.
He didn't want me talking about it on the show, so I left to get the bag.
I know that's right.
And keep the house, get the bag, and then now that it's all done and she got her lump sum, she back.
Hello? Love that for you.
A woman with a mission. And now she don't even have to be everywhere anytime.
Right. See, that's why no one can say this to me, at least. Y'all can't call Sharice thirsty, because I'm like, if she was thirsty, she would have did anything she can to stay on this show all them years. She was no, I would
Sharice
rather have
the
this
least
money.
Thirsty person. She wears a sweatshirt to filming. She can get two shits about this.
Yes, exactly.
She got her house with a champagne room. What does she care about us?
Exactly.
If I had a champagne room in my house, I wouldn't be doing this podcast for a couple coins.
Okay.
A champagne room. That's why I'm out here talking to you.
Exactly.
Working hard for the money. What else y'all want to talk about?
Ooh, yeah, so I know please, that's right.
Listen, is Eddie Jordan looking for a second life? I'm ready.
All right.
Listen, he don't even know how to hide all the pictures of my lesbian life. Throw all the pictures away. Go on in there, play undercover. You know,
right.
Get another prenup, get a divorce after 3 years, have a settlement, and then remarry Maya. We go off to the Caymans. Y'all never hear from me again.
Boop. No, about
don't
listen,
see me originally on
I keep telling board. Y'all.
Hey.
Y'all will not see another episode uploaded of Reality and Comics 2 if I hit the bag one day. If I hit that jackpot or if come into some money, I'm sorry. I love y'all, but I got to go live my rich, best Black life.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
It's just simply, it's just simply not an option. But like, honestly, until then, we're going to keep grinding and giving y'all the good tea. We love it. We're going to keep spilling the tea until someone. decides to invest in our future, and then we would just spill the tea for free with each other. Still,
how about
and
that?
Probably still give people what they want.
You know, how about that?
As a Kendrick Monty crossover, always.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful that you are so down to do this with me. And I had Kendrick Field recording over multiple days. Thank you so much, Kendrick.
Of course.
Where can they find you? Of course. Listen to you. See you do all the things. Your memes about Vanderpump Rules these days. I love that you're in this in the dirty gutter with us.
Yes. I'm enjoying being in the Vanderpump of it all. You know, y'all can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart. Reality and Comics 2 with me, Kendrick Tucker. Find me on Instagram at Reality Comics 2. That's T-O-O. Come for the podcast, stay for the memes.
Yes, honey. And yes, definitely on iHeart. You saw him plug that in there because he is someone filled and delivered. Okay. He's out here. We love to see it. Thank you so much again for coming on, Kendrick. Thank you, Mixologist, for listening. You can find me on all the things as well at Mixing with Monty. I have an Etsy store. That's really fun. Yes. Patreon, Kendrick is there all the time. And it's a good time every time we get together. And yeah, anywhere you listen to podcasts as well. MIXINGWITHMANI. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay home because it's better out than out there. But it is nice out. So maybe open a window. All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Monty, MIXINGWITHMANI, so you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.